This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about a proposed new modified division. And joining me to explain is Mike Huber and Tremaine Cooper. Mike, why don't you start off by explaining what this proposal is all about?
Yes, Chris. The new modified class has been designed, I think it's long overdue, to fill the void between the training and the preliminary level, which has always been, for horses and riders, has been sort of the biggest jump as far as making that transition, not only with the size of the jumps, but also with the speed. And we have seen with the FEI classes, say at the one-star level, it is sort of pulled up the preliminary a little bit. And so we have tried, I think everyone has recognized that there has been a problem for a while. And one of the solutions in the past has been to have a preliminary training class, and that involves a preliminary dressage and a preliminary show jumping course, and then they go do training level cross country. But there are a lot of riders that, both watching competition but also as a trainer, we see a lot of times where horses and riders struggle in the show jumping as well. So the preliminary training doesn't really address that. And the training cross country for someone that's been doing a lot of training and then wants to move up and they say, okay, well, now I'm going to do the preliminary dressage, I'm going to do the preliminary show jumping. But the cross country is still training level with the slower speeds. So what we've really done here, if you look at from top to bottom, the advanced going down to intermediate is 2 inches. And then from intermediate to preliminary is 2 inches. And from preliminary to training is 4 inches. So what we're doing is putting in a 3'5", which is a meter five, inserting that in there, because there's inherently nothing wrong with the training and there's nothing wrong with the preliminary. So we don't really want to make the training harder or the preliminary easier. So I think it's time we have enough horses that, especially amateurs, that I hear all the time where people say, well, you know, I'm going to go, you know, I feel comfortable at training level, but I do not feel comfortable, you know, at the preliminary level. And so this hopefully will address that.
Give us your reaction to this, Tremaine, as an FEI course designer.
Well, I think Mike had a very good point of how the heights change. You know, there's a big jump between the training and the preliminary, but it's not just the heights of the jumps, the speed. You know, the training has a range that they can run, and it's 420 to 470. And if you run at 420 at the slower speed for most of your events, and then all of a sudden you go 520, which is the prelim speed, that's all of a sudden 100 meters a minute faster. So that's also quite a big jump. And, you know, we are encouraging some of the more open training courses to run maybe a little bit faster than 420, but I think this fills that gap again of the 100 meter a minute speed increase, because they're going to be running at 490, I believe. So that'll sort of introduce the riders to jumping a little bit faster, and they'll also the difference of the spreads. I mean, even the max spread training table to a max spread prelim is quite a big jump. So I think this will fill the gap there and make it a little bit more incremental from, you know, the lower levels sort of moving up, because it always has been, you know, a big jump to go between the two divisions. So hopefully it'll be easier and better for the horses to make that step.
We've seen a lot in the horse shows, the hunter jumper shows, jumper divisions in particular, where they are offering very incremental jumpers and incremental size moving up, and it's proven for them to work very, very well. And they have closed those gaps from what there used to be in the old days. And so we're kind of following that in regard. And really, in all three phases, it should help. In the dressage, for example, we haven't actually designed the test yet and won't do, but they will have their own dressage test where they will be asked to do a little bit of sort of similar to what they do now in the training level 3 day, where they have to lengthen and shorten both in the trot and the canter, and they'll also have to do some leg yields. But they will not have to do counter canter or rein back, which is that will be held off until they move up to preliminary. So, again, the dressage will bridge the gap. As Tremaine said, the cross-country, and especially I think the time factor will help a lot. And then the show jumping, that's pretty clear in the sense that, it's when you go, you can see from across the field at an event, oh, that's the training course, or no, that's now set for preliminary. And so this course, will again be that 2-inch differential, and I think will make a lot of people more comfortable to move up.
I think with the show jumping, that's, again, it's sort of a big gap, and the idea of a sort of training prelim that we've done in the past is sort of a good idea, but you end up jumping, if you do jump a prelim show jumping, that's still a big jump, and sometimes that's what people need the most help with. So it's sort of the idea of what we've had in the past is a good idea, but I don't think in practice it works, and this hopefully will work.
Mike, what is the time frame for this? I know it's at the proposal stage, but explain
right.
for our listeners exactly what steps need to be taken before this is implemented.
Right. Well, it has to go before the various committees for approval through the USEF and as rule change. And so the actual rule change would come about when it would come for a vote before the board of the USEF. The USEA has already voted on it, but it has to go through the USEF as we are an affiliate of that organization, our national federation. That would happen at their January meeting, and at that point in time, it would be then put forward as a rule change. All those rule changes would take effect in the next fiscal year, which I think for the USEF is December 1st. So, it, in essence, 2017. So, sadly, it can't go right away, but it does take that year for the process, if you will, and to get into the rule book and so forth. I'm hoping that there might be a few events this coming year that could run them as what we call tests, which wouldn't be a recognized class. But to answer your question, it would be 2017 that it would strike off as being a new class. So again, it'd be everybody time. It would get organizers, builders. Time to get the new courses out there and built. Obviously, the show jumping. I think that's going to be a huge step. It's going to take that time to get that done. Events are not required, as they're not required to hold any particular class. In other words, you don't have to hold advanced. You don't have to hold beginner novice. So you can skip this if an organizer doesn't want to do it. But it will give that whole year for everybody to digest, and for the organizers that want to do it to get all the jumps in place.
No, I think it's probably good that it's not going to happen tomorrow, because I hope that the designers and the organizers will be able to raise the appropriate funds, and the designers will be able to put enough thought into these and have good appropriate courses and not sort of a quick throw together. I think it deserves to be well thought out, and we'll hopefully have a number of events decide to run this division.
So there would be time then to run kind of a pilot series.
We have in place a mechanism in our rules now that you can run different type of classes, whether it's a combined test or a cross-country only. And there are places in the rules for that. They call them tests, not events, but tests. And so maybe a few events will just try that. I think, unfortunately, if we try that, I think the entries probably won't really be there because people aren't going to be getting credit for it. So I think, in essence, it really is more a matter of preparing for 2017 in all practicality. 2017 would be when it actually is implemented for real. 2016, somebody could have a test, but I doubt we'll see a lot of that, to be honest.
What sort of implications this has, I mean, on a national scale then, for a course designer, it's completely rethinking, but, you know, I know it's only 2 inches difference, but it has cost implications for the organizers, of course. But what about the course designers themselves?
A number of people have come up with a whole set of guidelines which exist for all the other levels. So, for instance, you know, which type of fences are appropriate. So it's not just, you know, taking a training course and jacking it up a couple inches, or a prelim course and lowering it. There's sort of, it's been quite well thought out of what's appropriate and what makes a logical progression in the levels. So right now, it's as it stands, you'll need a small R course design license, which is what you need for preliminary right now to come up with it. So we'll have some good course designers coming up with courses. And I think, you know, we have the guidelines, we'll work within those and, you know, pay quite a bit of attention to how things ride and sort of the level of the people entering the level and make sure it works. And if, you know, if we need to tweak things in the guidelines, we'll do so to make sure it all works and it, you know, serves the purpose that it was set out to serve.
Well, Mike, presumably that so far the response has been positive to this proposal. Just talk a little bit about that and why you feel this is very welcome to give this incremental step up, you know, a lot more gradual for riders and young horses.
Yeah, I mean, I've felt that this is long overdue, and on a personal level, and I believe that for the incremental step, I think when we look at it maybe in the rearview mirror in 10 years, I think we'll see that this is really has made a big difference in helping horses and riders move up. I remember some 20 years ago when I was president of the USEA, at that time the discussion was whether beginner novice should be introduced as a competitive competition in our events. And there was a lot of discussion and a lot of pushback about that at the time. And I think now as we look at it 20 years later, we kind of, you know, say, well, that was a really good decision. And, you know, how did we do without it before? So, I think I expect that horses and riders will really favor this, especially those, you know, amateurs and juniors. I can give an example of, say, a junior that I had that had a really, really nice horse, and both the horse and the rider had never competed above training level, and they were winning a lot at training level, you know, very, very successful. But the two of them, neither had gone preliminary before. And that proved to be a very, very difficult bridge to span. And they would go preliminary and have a little problem, and they'd have to drop back to training to get a little more confidence and then go back up to the preliminary again. And I've found that there have been some people I've seen and some students that I've had that have struggled so much that they've lost a little bit of interest and actually have left the sport and they've gone to do, say, show jumping, for example. I think if you have a professional rider riding a training level horse, that professional is going to know whether that horse is brave enough to just jump right on and go to the preliminary, and many of them will. There's not a requirement we have to do this level in order to move on in the progression of the sport. And likewise, you might have a junior rider that's on a four-star horse, you know, a schoolmaster, and maybe they will want to move right along. That's fine. I think this will really suit the amateurs that are maybe on horses that either they're not very brave, maybe the horse isn't very brave, and I hear it all the time, I'm very comfortable at training level, but I would never see myself going preliminary. And now I could actually, personally, I could see some of those people saying, you know, that modified class, I think I could do that. And then they will compete at the modified level, and maybe that's as far as they go, but it's still one level higher than what they did before. And then I think out of that group, I think you'll have some of those in the modified going, you know what, now my horse is really going well in that. Now the preliminary doesn't look so hard anymore. So I think it could be psychologically and physically very beneficial for the horses and the riders.
And confidence building for both.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Our sport is all about confidence.
Tremaine, any final thoughts?
No, I think Mike touched on it. You know, not everyone is going to go start at beginner novice and go to advanced. That's fine. That's a given. But if we have someone in the sport who's moving up and all of a sudden hits a roadblock and then leaves the sport, then that's not good for the future of the sport. And it's not, you know, we're not making prelim easier. We're not sort of dumbing it down by any means so that people can continue on, but by making this extra step, maybe the person will be happy going the modified level. Maybe then they'll have enough confidence to then go prelim and above. But if we take out or sort of bridge this potential sort of big step, maybe we'll keep some more people in the sport, which would be great.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, presumably our listeners then would have to wait until the USEF meeting then for an update on this.
Yes, I mean, typically, it has to go, for example, to the events committee and which is a USEF committee, which is comprised of a lot of USEA member eventing people. I don't foresee it hitting a snag personally at this point in time. Once the USEA board has endorsed it, I think it's more a matter of just the normal protocol with all of the rules, and that, you know, it's a big updating the rules for all the different sports. The USEF is responsible for, whether it's Morgans or Arabians or Hunters and Jumpers. So there's a lot always to happen, and that's why nothing is in a hurry. The only time it can be immediate is if it's regarding to safety, and this wouldn't fall in that category. So the official approval would be in January, but I'm feeling confident that it should go on through. I don't think this will be a controversial issue opposed to, say, something about helmets or something where there's liabilities and so forth involved. So I think in this case, I think it's pretty. There's a very high probability that this will actually come to fruition.
All right, we will.
No, I would agree with that, and I think, I mean, even personally, when I first heard about it, I was fairly skeptical, but this has been quite well thought out and presented. I mean, Mike and everyone else have done quite a bit of work on it, and I think, you know, now once I see the full presentation and ideas, I think it'd be a great idea. So I'm pretty sure that everyone else will follow in that feeling, and it'll go ahead.
If people are wondering sort of where this came from, it was sort of, I guess, a brainchild of mine, but I'm the chairman of the Competitions and Rules Committee for the USEA, and that's where we have on that committee, we have course designers, officials, trainers, we have a whole group of people on that committee, and that's where we work through all the details and went line by line to create a new class. And so I would like to personally thank that group for sticking in there, because we've been working on it for quite some time now, and I think they should be proud that this is going to take place and hopefully help the evolution of our sport and the improvement of our sport. We're always trying to make it better and make not only our membership happy, but also producing better horses and riders, and that's what it's really all about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mike, for that, and Tremaine, for coming on the program and sharing your thoughts and advice on where this is going to go. I appreciate you taking the time, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Okay.
And for more information on this proposal, you can, of course, contact the USEA office. Don't forget to keep an eye on the website for any news and updates as well, and also follow along on social media on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast is available for download from the iTunes Podcast Store to any smartphone or tablet podcast app, so you can listen to the show on the go. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.